Right then, here's one for the boys. Sorry girls, take a moment. This is about the false voice, otherwise known as the falsetto. Now, girls do have a falsetto, but it's so high it's almost a dog whistle, and not essential at this stage of your learning. Gentlemen, please be warned, if you are currently in puberty and your voice is breaking or has just broken, you absolutely must not experiment with the falsetto until your new lower speaking voice is completely settled and isn't changing on a day-to-day basis. The falsetto voice is basically the sort of sound you would make before your voice broke, and how you would sound if you were imitating a girl singing. Go on, pause the CD and have a go. Give me a quick chorus from Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees. Don't worry if it sounds silly or weak. It's going to take time and practice for you to build strength into it. Welcome back. So why are we interested in the falsetto voice? Well, apart from it being a great way to put wonderful colours into your vocal style, it's a brilliant way to help you find the sensation of head voice. Even though the falsetto notes feel like they are in the same place as the head voice, you will have noticed that they somehow don't feel connected to your chest and middle voice. Don't worry, it just takes time and practice to gain the weightier connected sound by building the strength in your vocal muscle tissues. As I said, this takes time to become controllable, but the smoother these transitions, the more complete and professional your voice will sound. At the early stages of your learning, you may find that when you reach a relatively high note in your vocal range, that you automatically jump to falsetto from your chest voice, struggling to find your head voice. Like this. Instead of the connected head voice, like this. As I said, don't worry, it's all part of the strengthening process. The falsetto can only benefit your head voice in the long run, until you build the strength for a smooth transition. Listen to the singer move to his falsetto from chest and middle voice blend. Then you try. As ever, spot check that you're free of tension, that your larynx is not rising, your throat is open, and that your soft palate lifts as you go higher. Use your preferred thinking down imagery, such as going downstairs or down on a roller coaster. This will stop you grabbing and tensing up on the higher notes. Always be conscious of mentally placing your high notes into your head so that they will resonate there. Now it's your turn to try. Remember to start on a pitch that's comfortable for you. There's no need to sing as high or low as the piano.